Back here on the Mighty 690, coming up on 1010 on the Mighty 690. Of course, we do have joining us here in studio Lisa Wilson from the Independence Chamber. Good morning, Lisa. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Had to wear a coat this morning.
I know. Yeah. Back to winter.
I know. I walked my mom's dog last night, and it was about 9:30 or 10. I don't know what time it was. And when I came back inside, I had sleet in my hair, like little pellets of ice. It was, coming down pretty good and collected like right around the sidewalk just a little bit. I'm sure it didn't last long, but hard to believe. And then I drive into Coffeyville this morning, and I'm going by the CCC Alumni Center, and the tulips are blooming, and the redbud trees are blooming along the 10th Street when I was driving in. So, yeah, spring is here, even though it doesn't feel like it.
Yeah, we're making it there one way or another.
That's right. It's supposed to be nice this weekend, though.
Yeah, that is going to be up to 80 here for Easter weekend.
I know. It'll be fun. Yeah. We're going to have lots of Easter egg hunts.
Yeah. So where do you want to start here this morning?
So, well, let's just talk. I wanted to tell you that last week, I think I said on the radio, hey, if you are a business or you're somebody who listens to the radio and you're listening to us having this this interview, call in and let us know. We'll give you a little shout out. Well, this person didn't, I don't think he knew that that conversation we had, but he came into the office, and his name is Clyde Siebel, and he's a gentleman, and he came in, and he did not recognize my face because he's not on Facebook Live. He's not watching this, but he's listening to it. He said, "You're Lisa Wilson. I can tell by your voice." And so he listens to us on the radio. So Clyde, if you're listening this morning, have a great day, and thanks for being a good listener. And we'll shout out if anybody else wants to call in and say they heard us on the radio.
That's great.
Tonight is going to be the Cancer Support Group at the First Nazarene Church. They always meet on, I believe, the very last Tuesday of the month, and so that's from 5:30 to 7, so I wanted to make sure everybody knows about that. You can still do you can still purchase your tickets for the Independence Area Community Chess Truck Raffle. So if you're interested in winning a 2023 brand new truck, you'll want to get in on that. Tickets are $50. You can get 8 tickets for $350. And here's how you can get those tickets for the drawing. You can purchase them online, and you would go to Independence Area Community Chess, and you'll be able to take care of it that way. Or you can mail a check with your information in the memo section to P.O. Box 13, and you would make your check out to IACC, which is Independence Area Community Chest, and mail that to P.O. Box 13 in Independence, and then the drawing for that will be on May the 10th. So it's a Dodge Ram 1500, a beautiful black truck, and you would be able to donate or buy these tickets and donate to a very worthy cause. The Community Chest supports 23 local organizations. So think about doing that. And let's see. Oh, here's another cool thing that's going on. So Founders Place in Independence is having an event this Thursday, and I was talking to Denise Hines on the radio, on the way here, and telling her I was going to talk about this on the radio. So they are having kind of a women's showcase, and it's for women-owned businesses or women-managed businesses, and it's Thursday evening from 4 to 6, and basically, if you are a women-owned business or a woman-managed business, you can come in and do, this is my word, like a pop-up in there, and network and socialize and talk and build relationships with other women in business. And if you're not and you want to come and shop and support these women, then you can come as well. So basically, all women are invited on Thursday afternoon from 4 to 6, and they're still needing vendors. Vendor tables are $15, so super affordable to be able to bring in your little small business, and then it's free for anybody who wants to attend. And then I would encourage everybody to like their Facebook page, Founders Place, because they plan on doing more things like this, but maybe with a twist, and maybe on a quarterly basis. So they always have fun things happening there. So like their Facebook page and get out and support other women. So I asked you about the weather for the Easter egg hunt. So we have lots of Easter things that are happening. There's going to be an Easter egg hunt at Credo Senior Living on the 29th at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And that will be Friday. And so kids are out of school, so that'll work well. And then also on Saturday, it's Saturday morning from 10 to 12. The Easter Bunny is going to be at Lavish Skin and Nail Boutique in downtown Independence. They're at 101 North Penn Avenue. So you can go get your picture taken with the Easter Bunny there. And then on Saturday, is that right? Yes, Saturday, there's going to be an Easter egg hunt out at Elk City State Park. And this one is at 11 o'clock, and it's sponsored by Friends of Elk City State Park. And you have to have your permit to get in. So this is inside State Park. It's $5, I think, for a day pass. So if you are going into this one, please get your park permit. And again, that is on Saturday at 11. And then Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock will be the big community Easter egg hunt at Riverside Park Oval. And the Easter Bunny will be out there for that. So get your phones all charged up so you can take lots of video and lots of pictures. And then possibly the Easter Bunny this Friday might be at the chamber. He might be hopping around, and he might be at the chamber office probably from about 4 to 5, we're thinking. And it'll be outside. So we have a big parking lot at the chamber. And so watch our Facebook page, and we might just have the Easter Bunny out there to get some fun outdoor pictures. I think the it's supposed to be like 74, so hopefully it'll be nice. It might be a little windy, but hey, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's gonna be great.
And then I'm gonna flip my calendar over, and then let's talk about some things that are happening in April. Believe it or not, it will be here before we know it. What happened to January, February, March?
Those can go on by. April's I know. A good month.
So I'm going to pull this out of my binder and hold it up for everybody who's watching on Facebook. There's going to be a circus at the Civic Center Memorial Hall, and it's going to be Monday, April the 1st, and there's two shows, 4:30 and 7:30, and you can go to, basically here's what you need to know. You can come by the chamber office and get one of these tickets. And with the price of an adult ticket, a child gets in for free. And it says on the ticket that the first 100 adults that get their tickets online get in for $9.99. And the website is circusgenoa.com. And it looks like a fun time. There was another group that came into Memorial Hall not too long ago, and they did kind of an ice skating performance on the stage, and I watched that as well, and it was really entertaining. So I'm assuming this is going to be a great show as well. So again, Monday, April the 1st, 4:30 and 7:30, and adults need to buy a ticket, and then for each adult admission, a kid can get in for free, and that's at the Memorial Hall. New business in town that she was new a year ago, and on the same day that she opened in 2023, she opened her new location in 2024, 365 days later to the date. Brio Med Spa and Wellness, owned by Haley Schultheis, and she was down in Founders Place and was there for a year, and then bought a building in downtown and completely renovated it. It's absolutely beautiful. It's in the 200 block, 209 North Penn Avenue, and we're going to do a ribbon cutting and a business after hours for her on Tuesday, April the 2nd. So because her business stays open until 5, we're going to do the business after hours starting at 5:30. And we'll do a ribbon cutting first, and then we'll do her business after hours. So everybody is welcome to attend that and check out her place of business in downtown. Let's see. The high school is having an orchestra concert and band and choir on Wednesday, April 3rd at 6:30 in the Performing Arts Center. So it's always this time of year where everybody starts having their spring end of year events. So mark that on your calendar as well. And then we have First Friday coming up. We've got three really great speakers and one reason to celebrate. So Knoll Chiropractic is the business sponsor, and they are celebrating 75 years of being in the chiropractic business. It's three generations. So Dr. Scott Knoll's dad was the first Knoll chiropractor. Now Scott is still practicing, and his son Logan. And so Logan would be third generation. So they're celebrating 75 years, which is really cool for them. And then we've got three great speakers. So Tricia Purdon from Office of Rural Prosperity from the state of Kansas, Department of Commerce, will be there talking. So she always has lots of really good information to share. So I'm excited to have her speak. And then Michael McCambridge is going to be talking about Teammates, which is the in-school mentoring program for kids 3rd grade through 12th grade. And he's going to be talking all about that and how we as community members can volunteer and mentor for that. And they really need guys. There's a lot of boys that need matched. And so we're really looking to increase our male volunteers. So give some thoughtful consideration to that and listen to Michael's presentation at First Friday. And then Abby Ekberg is going to be there from Confluence. She is the facilitator for the City of Independence's comprehensive plan. She's actually in town today, and we'll be having a meeting at 3 o'clock this afternoon where she'll be talking about the final stages of the comprehensive plan. Then she's going to present at First Friday, and then there's going to be on April the 9th an open house at the Civic Center from 5 to 7 where the community will be invited to come and listen to the comprehensive plan as well. So lots of good information. The comp plan basically is a roadmap for us to make decisions regarding the growth of the community for housing and small business and industry, and hopefully it'll take us into the future. There is an event coming up that used to be called the Daddy-Daughter Dance, and it's called the Tall and Small Ball this year, and it's at the Independence High School Small Gymnasium on April the 6th from 6 to 7:30. And the reason why there's a name change is because now all boys and girls are invited. So boys can bring their moms, and the little girls can bring their dads or their grandparents or whoever they want to bring as their date. Basically, everybody's welcome. I thought it was a cool idea. I saw something on Facebook. People were asking, why has the name changed?
Sure.
And I thought, how fun is that for all moms or grandmas or other females to take their son and everybody have a good time. So it's open to all children and their grown-ups, whomever they might be. And admission is $5 per adult, and all the kids get in free, and it's a fun night. They will have games and activities and dancing and snacks, and be a fun time.
Yeah.
And let's see, wrapping it up. Independence Main Street will be starting up the All Wheels Night and Cruise in Indy on April the 12th. So it'll always be the second Friday, April through August. There's going to be a couple of special ones that will happen during the summer months of May and July, because we're having a group come into town, Sports Car Club of America, and we're going to do some All Wheels Nights, especially for them. So you'll hear about those dates coming up in the future. But for right now, second Friday, April through August, mark your calendar and either come down and enjoy all the cars and the live music and eat somewhere downtown, or shine up your car and bring it downtown, pop the hood, and be a part of showing off your vehicle.
Yeah.
So, and then we have park openings. So this year, park opening is going to be a lot of fun. It's always a lot of fun, but they will be revealing the 1050 locomotive.
And oh,
so
fantastic.
It's been in complete restoration and mode, and it's been covered up. You can't see it, and they've been inside doing all the painting and all the refurbishing and everything. So we're going to have a ribbon cutting that morning and do a reveal of the locomotive, and it's just going to be an added bonus for park opening this year. And park opening's theme is Go Bananas. They're celebrating the 65th anniversary of the successful space launch of Miss Able. And so we'll be doing an event June 8th to recognize that that event in time. But here's what you need to know about park opening. It's going to be April the 13th from 11 to 3. And they're going to have free face painting, free carousel rides, free train rides. Putt-Putt will be open. There's going to be balloon animals that they're going to be giving out. They have craft, children's crafts, where you can go and make fun stuff. And then there's a petting zoo, and the petting zoo is free. But if you want to feed the animals, there's a small price for some food if you want to feed the animals. And then they have camel rides, and the camel rides are $3. So, very affordable fun on park opening. They make 99% of everything free that day so that everybody can come and enjoy all that the park has to offer. So again, that's Saturday the 13th from 11 to 3. But I will say that we need some volunteers. So if there are parents listening and your student needs some community service hours, this is a great way to get those. So you can call the chamber office and we'll get you directed in the right direction. I'm personally needing face painters. So we'll need people to help with the camel rides and the petting zoo and help set up and take down. So lots of opportunities for volunteerism. And then I guess a couple of things that I'll point out. This is something that we're excited to have in the community. The Masonic Lodge Fortitude Masonic Lodge number 107 is having free cancer and health screenings on Saturday, April the 20th. So mark your calendar for that. It's from 9 to noon. They will be doing prostate cancer screenings, skin cancer screenings. They will be giving away take-home colorectal cancer screening kits. They'll do blood pressure and a whole lot more. So it's a great way to get checked out, and it's completely free. So put that on your calendar for Saturday, April the 20th from 9 to noon. And I guess lastly, I'll just say we've got Love Independence Day coming up, and it's April the 27th, and the reason why I want to talk about that as I wrap up today is just so that everybody's thinking about what they can do. I got a call from Anna Lawless at Farm Bureau, and she's like, hey, we want to do something. You got any good ideas? And so I'm going to be visiting with her and sharing some ideas with them, because they want to get out as an organization, a business, and do something to love on the community.
Great.
So just want to make sure that everybody knows that nothing is too small, and it doesn't have to be big. But I will tell you that there are some projects at the park, and they are needing – this is a large project, painting at the skateboard park. There's some outer parks on South 19th and Poplar that need some TLC. There's some trash pickup around the park area. There's touch-up painting that needs to be done at Monkey Island. There's some fences and picnic tables that need some repair work done. And the list goes on and on. So if you are interested in doing a park project, you can call the park office at 332-2512, and Scott Patton or his staff will get you plugged in, depending on how many people you have in your party. Or if you just want to do a project and work with another group, it's a great way to meet new friends and get out and volunteer in the park. But lots of things. You can wash someone's car. You can leave a happy note for somebody. You can write thank you notes to people who do things for us, like your mail carrier or somebody who's done something special for you. Just writing thank you notes, taking flowers to a nursing home, donating to a charity, thanking or doing something nice for our teachers. just paying it forward, you know. I mean, I'm just looking at some of the lists that we've made, but we're really hoping that Saturday, April the 22nd, 7th will be a day full of love and kindness in the community. So the reporter wants to do a news article on some of the projects that are happening. So we want you to call in and tell us what you plan to do. We won't necessarily, because sometimes people want it to be a secret what they're going to do,
sure,
you know?
Yep, yep.
So we won't necessarily be sharing everything, but watch our Facebook page, Get Independence, because I think we're going to be doing some gift card drawings for people who are calling in about their Love Independence Day projects and sharing that information with us. And if they're sharing our posts and liking our posts, try to get some traction so that other people see it, because the more people that participate, the bigger the day will be.
Yeah,
so
about a month away, y'all gearing up for it.
Yeah. So start thinking about what you want to do. And if you need some suggestions, give us a call at 331-1890, and we'll do our best to give you some ideas that might spark some interest somewhere in the community. So
great.
That's it.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, we cannot wait for all that coming up. April's going to be a busy month. Good stuff. I know we really start to get into that nicer outdoor weather. I know everyone's chomping at the bit for.
That's right. I'm ready.
All right, Lise. Appreciate you stopping on by here. And let's see. Looks like, of course, next Tuesday we will have you on again here at the same time.
All right. I'll be here.
All right. It's Lisa Wilson from the Independence Chamber of Commerce. And we'll have more of your calls as OpenLink continues in moments on KGGF.